Ever get the feeling you're being watched online? It's data brokers. They collect your personal info, your browsing habits, where you live, and who you're related to, and then sell it to the highest bidder. Aura helps stop that. Aura automatically removes your personal info from data broker sites and keeps it off. It also monitors the dark web, protects your devices, alerts you to real-time threats, and more. Start your free trial at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen for your free trial.
This month at PostWrestlingCafe.com, go XL and you get live editions of Rewind to Raw, Rewind to Dynamite, and Rewind to SmackDown, featuring all the news of the day, your questions and answers, as well as feedback. PostWrestlingCafe.com, $6 gets you in the door.
Here's a sample of a free podcast from the Post Wrestling Cafe. $6 gets you through the door at PostWrestlingCafe.com.
Because we're just getting started.
And you can see Scott Butsky really put together.
Waiting for my man.
And hello, everybody. This is Waiting here. I am hosting because this is what has become an annual tradition here on Rewind Away, and that is an annual music review, as chosen by executive producer Chris Ely. Chris, how you doing, first of all?
Man, I'm doing well, dude. I'm looking forward to talking about this album.
These are some of our most popular shows across the entire Post Wrestling Network, and that is they're incredibly unique just for the way that we don't typically review music, period, but they're unique because we get to talk to the both of you, and of course we've got Chris, and we also have brother Nate Milton. How you doing, brother Nate?
I'm good, Way. Always good to chop it up with you and the esteemed professor, man. Been beat up by work, but between talking with you guys tonight and what we doing over at Nefarious, I feel good. I will say, though, Way, I feel like, you know, again, this is one of my favorite little teams within the team of Post Wrestling, but I think we need to put out a disclaimer, Chris, because we live in an age where humility and humbleness and accountability aren't things that a lot of people, particularly people in power, hold dear. Just the simple act of saying I'm sorry or apologizing, Chris, can be seen as a sign of weakness. But I would like to step out, Way, and be a man. Be a man, Hogan. That's not a review, a song we're reviewing tonight. That's a review for maybe another day down the road. But I'd like to be a man, Way, and apologize on the front end to somebody who may take some strays tonight, who may catch some flack tonight, and they don't deserve it. So, Deaf Rebel, if you were listening, I apologize in advance on behalf of myself, Way, and Chris. We are simply giving our opinions of music in general and not people. So we apologize, Deaf Rebel, wherever you are.
Oh, no. Well, there's the content label warning here. Shots will be fired here, not just from the smoking guns. We are here, guys, to talk about WWF Full Metal, the album, okay? Full Metal, the album, this was released in October of 1995, and obviously it is not the first WWE music release. Of course, we can go all the way back 10 years to the wrestling album from 1985, 1987's Piledriver, and then our recently reviewed 1993 WrestleMania, the album that we did a year ago. But what makes this one notable is that it is the WWE's first compilation of entrance themes rather than original songs sung by wrestlers. What a concept. You know, just taking the songs that people were walking out to and slapping that onto a thing rather than getting like, I don't know, like Bret Hart into a music studio to like, you know, learn lyrics to a song.
Yeah.
No Simon Cowell on this, just one man by the name of Jim Johnston. Okay. And this will really be the first review we've done, I would say, mainly focusing on his work. Now, he didn't write every song on this, but we will talk about that a little bit longer. Just a little bit of background on this album. This album, WWF Full Metal, ended up reaching number 184 on the Billboard 200. So it did crack the 200, selling 173,000 copies in its run. It would spawn a series of similar albums. Many people consider this volume one of WWE, the music. And of course, it would continue to spawn on several in the future, peaking with volumes three and four, eventually selling over 1 million copies each. So we spoke a little bit about Jim Johnston here. You spoke a bit about Def Rebel, Nate. You know, let's maybe take it back a few years and maybe the Def Rebel of his time, although I don't know if I should be making that exact comparison. But what are your initial thoughts on a Jim Johnston?
Ooh, one word, four letters. The GOAT. The GOAT, Jim Johnston. Here's the thing. I am... I'm an NWA guy, a WCW guy through and through. That was always my brand. But even I had to admit, man, when it came to wrestling themes, that there's one GOAT for all time. And that's this man, Jim Johnston, man. Like so many themes that are ingrained in our heads as wrestling fans, if you were watching during this time, it's because of that dude. And so, again, like going to the Def Rebels of the world and the CFOs of the world, like I don't begrudge them the task that they were faced with, because following this dude, like look at the picture on your screen if you're watching the video, ladies and gentlemen, how greatness can come from such meek trappings. Like you would look at this man and you think that's Jim the accountant, right? You think, wait, that's Jim the middle management guy. You don't think that's Jim the killer. That's Jimmy on the tracks. Because this man, Jim Johnston, is like, as just from a musical standpoint, even if you don't associate these themes with the particular performers, like Jim was in his bag. Jim was cooking. I'm going to have some quibble some of the songs on the album, Chris, but like you can't take anything away from that dude. Like he literally is one of the people that composed the soundtrack of our youth.
And what about you, Chris?
Yeah, I agree. Like towards the 2010s, I didn't like a lot of his themes like around the 2010s, but definitely in the 90s and the 80s, he is the GOAT. I would say what I liked about his themes is sometimes it would be like when the theme would first come out, and we'll point this out once we get into the album review, it'd be a snippet. And then once they've been around for a second, it turns into a whole arrangement. And that was always my complaint about CFOs, is like all of the theme music that they came out with was just a repeat of the same verse, same like chorus, you know. And I think Jim Johnston actually took a little bit more TLC, at least in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. I think he did. Like, what's the 2010s came around? We could, you know, maybe we'll talk about that another day. But, yeah.
Everybody has their time. But certainly Jim Johnston's time was the 90s. And this compilation being his real first one, you know, putting some of his greatest works together. At the time, I don't know if you would have even considered these the greatest works, like these were simply the stars of the day. But just to give people a bit of a rundown of some of the theme songs we will be talking about. We will be talking about Diesel, King Mabel. How many people know how that sounds? Well, the 1-2-3 Kid, Gold Dust, The Smoking Guns. Then we get into our heavy hitters, all right? Psycho Sid, Razor Ramon, Bret the Hitman Hart, and of course With My Baby Tonight, with a little bit of a sexy boy thrown in there as well. So without further ado, let's get into our first song. Now, this album is called Full Metal, and it might lead you to think about some of the content inside. Despite that, this first song is probably the only real, well, the first two songs are probably the only real metal songs that we're getting. By the way, Full Metal was the name of the of a European tour that they happened to have in that year. So I think that's why they named the album that. Nonetheless, let's get into the first song. And I think I don't even have to say that the name of the title, and people will probably just know the song. But I don't know how many people can actually name the title, though. This is War All Together Now by the WWE Superstars and Slam Jam officially. Now, what is Slam Jam? Slam Jam is a lot of things in pro wrestling. I mean, it was the name of that WCW album that we reviewed.
Respect.
The name of like at least one or two songs that WWE themselves have released. Mm-hmm. Now, in this case, Slam Jam is the name of a supergroup. I don't know if I think you could say responsible for some of these songs that we're about to hear, the first two at least. And they contain, I would say, like some pretty main, like major names in thrash metal. They include on this particular song, We're All Together Now, John Oliva from Sabotage. And they also include Anthrax's Scott Ian, Typo Negative's Kenny Hickey, also on guitar, on bass from Crumbsuckers and Propane, Gary Mezkill, and on drums, Tim Mallaire from Overkill. And I'm sure Jim Johnson is in the booth there, you know, shouting some directions here and there. But without further ado, this is the first track on the album, We're All Together Now.
That's how you set the scene.
Now, first of all, how many of us knew that there were actual lyrics to this? I mean,
not I.
I know WWF, like at like when Raw like first had like debuted these songs, like I know they probably played like an extended version, but for the longest time, it's just like how many of us got this deep into the song?
Right.
Nonetheless, yeah. There are lyrics.
Yeah, I knew there were lyrics to it. I just didn't know all of them. And I didn't know these lyrics were part of them, because I think when Raw used to come on, I don't know if this was the theme to Raw or Raw is War, because they used to split it up. But when this used to come on, they would start the song from the middle of it.
Yeah.
So, I don't remember these lyrics at all.
Yeah. Let's keep playing a little bit here.
It's G1 Climax season, and that means the Post Wrestling Cafe has you covered with podcasts covering every single tournament match. Plus, we've got Rewind Away going back to 2005 to review Vengeance featuring Triple H versus Batista in a Hell in a Cell match. John and Way are going to be reviewing F1 the movie starring Brad Pitt. And of course, XL editions of Rewind to Raw, Dynamite, and SmackDown. Ad-free with the news of the week and your feedback. Sign up now at postwrestlingcafe.com.
Okay, I'm gonna pause it there. You know what? I actually forgot. There's actually a music video for this that I think we should play instead.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. This
I remember course, the music video.
Yeah, and I know we're probably gonna get flagged on YouTube, but it's okay. We'll have a link out there for some of you guys to be able to watch this. This is a music video that so I'm guessing this was like the lead single of this album. And they took the time to record a video. They got Diesel here, Taker, Paul Bearer singing the chorus. Brett just walking with the guitarist from Anthrax. Any thoughts now that you have some imagery to attach to this classic song?
I will say this about the 90s wrestlers, especially that new generation era. Those wrestlers were cool, you know? I thought they didn't feel like dorks, you know? They felt like of the day. Like, you know, I could wear a Bret Hart shirt to school and feel cool about it. Same with Diesel. Shawn Michaels's gear was just a little too, I don't know, I just couldn't rock with that stuff. But Razor Ramon and Shawn Michaels, and that's what I remember about the era. And yeah, well,
who are the dorks of today that you're trying to compare them to?
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't even, like, let me see. because more of the 80s I'm probably comparing them to, like, because that the 80s were filled with dorks. I mean, today I guess, like, I'm not in love with Chad Gable, but I guess he's supposed to be a dork.
Wow.
You know, it's cool. Okay. You know, I thought these guys were like the faces I'm talking about. I thought they had a little bit more edge to them than what I was used to up until this point.
Okay. Okay. I can see that. Nate, your thoughts on the song in full, not just that riff that we all know so well.
Yeah, this is my first time. Well, actually second time, because I did, you know, preview the songs for a little bit before we came on this month. But this is my first real time just sitting down and listening to the lyrics of this song. And it's just like, if that doesn't get you ready, Way, for a Savio Vega main event, I don't know. I don't know what will, brother. I was surprised to learn that there was an actual super group formed for this album that included Scott Ian, like Scott Ian and Anthrax, featured on one of my favorite songs of all time, the Bring the Noise remix with Public Enemy. Like, it's just a great song, an amazing song. And so, like, to see that he was part of this, it's just funny to me. And to Chris's point, like, yes, we can kind of look back at it with 2025 eyes, and it's like, oh, that's kind of cheesy. These dudes, like, kind of hanging out in this video. But in that era, like, those guys felt cool, like, especially somebody like a Razor. Like, Razor felt cool. Like, you had no problem going to school with your Razor Ramon t-shirt on. And so, yeah, like, I don't know if the lyrics, I don't know.
What are the lyrics about? Okay. Everyone, about going to the wrestling show. Okay. Let's read them here. Rock and roll's like fighting in the ring.
Okay.
We got together to do our thing. We all play hard. We all play low. That's why we got together to sing this song.
So first of all, I would be like Drewski and like, we all play low. What do you mean by that? Like, what what does play low mean in this context, Jim Johnston?
Yeah.
We can only assume. We take it on the road to do what we feel. Okay, that's certainly true.
This part was on Raw's War when it came out, these lyrics.
Okay, so they could see that we are real. Hit the mat, play it cold. Makes nice and good. We want more. Everyone get on your feet, wave your hands, turn up the heat. Got another show to go. We're all together now. So, interesting. I didn't know, like, this song was such a song about togetherness. Yes. Is it about, like, the brotherhood of a professional wrestling troupe traveling from town to town, you know? Meeting the challenges of being on the road together, being away from family, getting into trouble in bars, fighting Navy SEALs together.
Yeah.
Is that what this song's about?
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of wish Man Mountain Rock was playing guitar on this.
What?
Man Mountain Rock, shout out.
Max Payne, if you will.
You'd swap out Scott Ian of Anthrax for Man Mountain Rock.
Probably.
Wow.
I mean, and I like Scott Ian, you know, but, you know, but just to have a little bit more fun with this review, I'm not the, like, I do like rock music, but I guess my tastes lie more in, like, alternative rock, like Pearl Jam, Jim Blossoms, and
Jim Blossoms out here.
This stuff is, I mean, for WWE, it was good, and that's what I judge these things on. Is not if I like it personally, but is it good for the context it's in?
Yeah.
This one was interesting. I mean, I don't hate it, but, you know, it's the lyrics are kind of corny. And I like the Raw theme that was like the 93 theme and the 94 theme better than this. I get more nostalgia feels from that than this. I don't mind this, but it's not my favorite, but I don't hate it either. It's fine.
Yeah, I'll definitely agree that, like, the lyrics sound like very, like, you know, hair metal-y type of, like, corny, like, let's go and have a good time, you know, of the two songs that they made for this album to reintroduce Raw with, this is definitely, I would say, the more dated sounding song. But what keeps it fresh to me is the guitars. I think the guitars sound amazing. like the just the chugging. That's why like the, you know, the riffs work, still work so well as just like the theme coming off of the intro. So this is We're All Together Now, but I think the song that maybe is even more fondly remembered of the two is the second one. Of course, I'm talking about the actual theme song for Raw is War, Thorn in Your Eye by Slam Jam. Here we go.
These lyrics, he hasn't even started singing yet, but these lyrics are
40 ass lyrics.
What? Donuts.
Okay, let's stop. Let's stop.
Yeah, all right.
We got to do a deep dive on these lyrics. Okay, now we're pulling up the Spotify lyrics, and I don't know if these are like, I don't know if they're confirmed or not. All right, but
they're confirmed. I'm sure.
So first of all, I should mention this is not John Oliver. This is not the same singer from before. This is Michelle Bajome and Ollie Schneider from the pair known as Such a Surge, which I believe are a pair of they were a German alternative rap rock band.
Wow.
That somehow Jim Johnston decided to find and hire to sing this particular song, or well, to write lyrics, I would also assume, for this particular song, because I don't think Jim Johnston is writing Deport My Rights, Hurricanes and Chains, I See the Donut, and tried to Macbeth. What does that mean?
Okay. So first of all, shout out to Jim Johnston. Like, he was really in those streets way to find German alternative rock metal rappers. This dude right here, ladies and gentlemen, was on those streets finding rappers in Berlin. But I think, so Deport My Rights, Hurricane and Chains. I see the donut and try to Macbeth. So I'm not sure. Like I see the donut. Like, what is the donut? Does the donut symbolize something? And then try to Macbeth, Chris. I haven't read Macbeth in years. But like, is this like an analogy on like the will to live, like to be or not to be type stuff?
Yeah, I don't know, man. If I was on a road trip, I'd actually play the first track. I'd be like, oh, this is fun. This one I'd skip right the fuck over. I just don't like this kind of music. It does take you back. It really does. But yeah, like I said, my rock tastes are more of like the, Foo Fighters.
Need some Goo Goo Dolls up in here.
Yeah, something like that. Like, Goo Goo Dolls is a little corny, but, I take them over this.
I don't know if I'd want the Goo Goo Dolls doing a raw theme song.
No.
I'm trying to wonder how that would sound. I got to disagree. This is still my favorite raw theme to this day. It gets me hyped, and I think like for the rebrand that they were looking for the Attitude Era,
it was the
perfect sound. Rap rock, we kind of make fun of today, but like at the time, it was new, it was fresh, it was maybe not as problematic as it may be today, and. I whatever these German dudes were saying, it almost didn't matter because it sounded cool. Yeah. And thankfully, like I'm kind of sheltered from even knowing what they're saying because I've never been much of a lyric person. I'm more just how does it sound, And I thought that these guys sounded awesome. But let's think about these lyrics a little bit more. You can listen to the rest of this podcast at postwrestlingcafe.com. Sign up for as little as $6 a month. Support our work here at Post Wrestling and get all of our bonus shows, including XL editions, every edition of Rewind Away, Talk, etc. Postwrestlingcafe.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.